We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with John Cox of USD 384 Blue Valley Schools and Cliff Williams, USD 378 Riley County. They're the two superintendents here in our county. And we're going to talk more with Cliff here on inclement weather. Boy, it's hard to believe it's that time of year where we're going to start thinking about the S word, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know if that means scary or not, but yes, unfortunately, Mother Nature gives us some white gifts out there with inclement weather. And I know I speak for John as we partner with 11 other school districts as we start to prepare for those surprises with Mother Nature. But do encourage people to tune in to the School Messenger live feed we both use. K-Man is a great partner for us that we reach out to and they help spread the word if we do have to make a schedule change. Do also encourage parents to always be thinking ahead, working with their students. That sometimes we might have a surprise storm that comes up and have to call school off during the day. And I know that can be a real inconvenience, and we try not to do it as best as possible. But we have to err on the side of caution, and so encourage them to think of options for their student. Maybe the neighbor can pick them up or that type of thing, that they could get off work early if the kids have to come home early. So please plan ahead because it is around the corner. Secondly, Brandon, I'd like to just shout out to everyone to remind them that next Tuesday, November 2nd, is our local election. We have 5 Board of Education positions open. We have 6 candidates that are running, and just like to thank them in advance for their willingness to serve students in our communities. That is a voluntary position and does require quite a bit of time and dedication, and so greatly appreciate their willingness to support our students. And last but not least for me, just want to remind people that the week of November 15th through the 19th has been designated as American Education Week. The origin of American Education Week is kind of neat, that the National Education Association and the American Legion looked at draftees from World War I and said that about 25% of the soldiers were illiterate. And so they wanted to reach out and praise public education and invite more people to get involved in the process and to make sure that your students receive a quality education so you can have a better life. With that, they do recognize that. And in the American education world right now, there's a lot of shortages in positions. And so all districts are doing all they can to recruit and retain all the staff that they have, from bus drivers to paras to cooks to teachers. And so we need quality folks in our schools helping our kids learn each and every day. So if you have a chance that week, reach out and thank an educator for what they do for your student.
All right, that's a good reminder. And yeah, obviously with the voting thing, yeah, that is it's a tough time being a school board member right now. So we obviously say thank you to everybody who's chosen to run right now, because the climate, at least in the past year and a half, has gotten a lot muddier for that. So, well, Cliff, I know you got to run, so we're going to say goodbye to you. But thank you for joining us here on In Focus this morning.
Thank you for allowing me to be here, Brandon.
All right. Appreciate that. And we'll continue on here for the last few minutes with John Cox of Blue Valley Randolph Schools. And do you have any seats up for grabs on your school board, John?
We have one seat that's up for grabs, and we have 2 candidates that are vying for that position. Both candidates are strong community members and would serve the board well and serve the school district well. So we're excited about the opportunity to move forward with whoever wins the election.
All right. Very good. A reminder, people can advance vote up until 8 to 5 through Friday, and then also 8 to noon Saturday and Monday. Of course, Election Day is next Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. What else do you have on your calendar, John, right now?
Well, I just want to make sure that the listeners know that obviously Friday we're having our Halloween parties, but because we've had parent-teacher conferences, the teachers have a comp day coming up where there will be no school, and that will follow Halloween evening. So on Monday, November 1st, there won't be any school for Blue Valley students. So please make sure that you remember that and have arrangements made for your children. That's also kind of a blessing if you think about having the evening to go out and enjoy trick-or-treating in a safe manner with your children and then not have to worry about getting up the next day to go to school. So good job for the teachers to have the opportunity for that, and good job for the parents that they don't have to stress about all of the things that come along with trick-or-treating and the next day. So I'd also like to take this time to recognize our Blue Valley Students of the Month for October. To become a Student of the Month at Blue Valley, you must follow the RAM way. And I tasked our senior, our students at the high school, student council, leadership council, to come up with an acronym for our RAM way. And what does it mean to be a Blue Valley RAM? And they did a great job with that. To be a Blue Valley RAM and to follow the RAM way means that you must be resilient, accountable, motivated, and successful. And students are nominated by teachers every month. And if we have ties, then the staff get together and discuss who should or who shouldn't get it. And if we have a tie that nobody can decide, then they both get it. So it's really a great opportunity to recognize our students for doing outstanding things. And so at our elementary school at McCormick Elementary, Gabby Schreiber was our October Student of the Month. At our middle school, it was Tice Hartman. And at our high school, it was Bree Brockman. They all received an award that was created by our ag shop with our laser engraver. And they received a gift card to the Bricks, which is a great restaurant over in Olsburg. They do a great job of being students and following the RAM way and being setting the example for everyone else. So congratulations to those students. Also on November 2nd, Election Day, we're having a blood drive at the Randolph Methodist Church from 9 to 3. So when you're done putting in your ballot, stop on over and donate a pint of blood to the cause. That'll be an awesome event and helps the community at large. The senior class is hosting the Hilly Chili Half Marathon in Olsburg, Kansas. It's a fundraiser on November 13th. Sounds like a great time, but it also sounds pretty cold. We have our high school play coming up called Swamp Thinging. It is a dinner theater. That will be hosted at the high school on November 12th and 13th. They've created a creative menu of scary food, which really comes down to soup and cornbread, which is always tasty. The show will be from 6 to 9. Adults cost $12 and students and kids are $10. That includes the price of the meal. High school basketball practice starts on the 15th. We're excited that once season is wrapping up, they get an opportunity to rest and then get right into the basketball season. At our last meeting in September, I mentioned that we were looking at a baseball softball program in partnership with the Blue Valley Foundation. They formed a committee called the Big Blue Dream, and we're working together in partnership to build a program at Blue Valley. We've had a significant interest from our students, community, and so we're looking to move forward with that. If you would like to support the Big Blue Dream, look for the Big Blue Dream on Facebook, or you can call 785-293-3105 to learn more on how to support that cause. It will benefit the community and the school district. I think clear earlier, the FFA National Convention got 11 students that are in attendance at that right now in Indianapolis. We've got our FCCLA National Convention from November 4th through the 11th in Washington, D.C. And Thanksgiving break, that time when we all get to meet with families and enjoy each other's company. And we'll have a session before that, but I just wanted to make sure that we talked about it up front and making sure you're taking precautions so that you're safe, that your families are safe when you get together. And that's really all I've got going on in Blue Valley. You know, we're a small district, but we have tons of opportunities and activities staff and community and kids to be involved with. So come up and take a look at us. We're really exciting and have a lot of things going on in a positive way.
All right. Well, John, it's always good to talk with you, and we look forward to talking to you again here in November. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
All right, it's going to wrap up the first half of our program. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Dr. Reginald Eggleston, USD 475, Geary County Schools, up next on KMAN.